We've been talking in the programme this week about the price of food and the increase in the price of groceries. Interesting column by John McManus in the Irish Times during the week, which we referenced on the show, talking about supermarkets and the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission's analysis of the competition in the grocery sector. They came back and said there is competition in the grocery sector, so it seems to suggest not to blame them for the increasing prices. Are there other issues at hand here? And the inputs to agriculture versus the output price, the reality of that, it has changed. Prices are increasing in terms of what farmers are getting for beef and lamb, particularly over the last while. Lots of you getting in touch, lots of farmers getting in touch talking about the issue. Well, Dennis Drennan is the Irish Cream and Milk Suppliers Association President, the ICMSA, and he's with me on the line to respond to the whole debate that's going on at the moment. Dennis, good morning to you.
Good morning to you and good morning to all your listeners.
Listen, what do you make of it all? Look, it's undoubtedly, we're seeing a number of different stories coming through here about different pressure points in our economy, and we're seeing stories of people slipping into higher levels of arrear in their utility bills, and a lot of people are saying that the food shop is just gone through the roof for them. So they're looking around and saying, look, why is this happening? What's your take on it? What's your view on where the discussion has been over the last while on farming and food produce's role in it?
Well, I suppose you have to look at it in total. Like, we as farmers, we're also consumers. So when I go do my weekly shop, I'm in the same boat as everybody else. You know, and the same thing has happened at my household level as every other household level. But the very same thing has happened at farm level also, that will say my ESB bill has gone through the roof, my fuel bill has gone through the roof, my electricity bill has gone through the roof in the last number of years. But then other inputs that have been hugely affected by the invasion of Russia by Ukraine and the whole issue that's going on with gas and oil and fertilizer. So my fertilizer bill, my chemical bill has gone through the roof, whether that's teeth spray for cows or detergent for keeping the milk machine clean. All those have increased exponentially over the last number of years. So the actual cost of producing food from an economic point of view has absolutely railroaded upwards in the past 3 or 4 years. So, you know, the market has returned. But then there's a secondary pressure on the price of food at the producer level. It's also the environmental regulation that has come in the last number of years. So that has also come at a cost to farmers. Now, we're more than willing to do that. Like, everybody wants to do their part for the environment, that we live in a cleaner and a healthier world. But it comes at a cost, like, and that has to be returned from the marketplace. So if not, we're going to the crisis, I suppose, the challenge that's facing the sector at the moment, where no young people are getting involved in the sector, is a huge worry for all of us. Who's going to be the farmers and who's going to be the food producers of the future? So there's a lot of balls in the air and a lot of spinning plates. But, I mean, there's definitely an economic higher cost of producing food and an environmentally higher cost of producing food. And with the recent announcements of the CAP budget that's been cut by 22.5%, there's no cushion for the farmer between him and the marketplace, or him or her in the marketplace. So the consumer is really going to have to get used to there's a higher cost of food because the cost of farm level have gone up and the regulations have gone up.
Prices have gone up too, though, for beef. Beef has surged in the last while. Is that providing a return to farmers for what they've lost in the last number of years? Is that something you would welcome for your members?
It's absolutely. We welcome the increased prices. But I suppose, as I said several times, like, we don't live on the price. We live on the margin. And, like, I mean, I suppose milk is a much easier one to do the facts and figures on, because it's a pretty standard system in Ireland. We have a grass-based system. At the moment, we're getting somewhere between 48 and 50 cents a litre for our milk. But the cost of production has increased to somewhere, according to Chagas figures. Now, these are not me picking figures out of the air. According to Chagas figures, they're somewhere between 40 and 42 cents per litre is the cost of production. So the margin that the farmer has to pay all his bills and pay his labour and pay himself and live out of is much the same now as it was when milk was 30 cents a litre, you know, 20 years ago. Because when milk was 30 cents a litre back then, the cost of production was somewhere between 20 and 22. So the margin is still the same. So it's not like we're absolutely raking it in. You know, we're on the same margin, and probably farms have increased in size to you know, keep up with the cost of living the same as everybody else. People are running faster, stand still.
But the argument is, from the CCPC and their study, they're saying, look, up until last year, agricultural output prices largely tracked input prices. In other words, you were getting paid, the margins were very tight, but your costs were coming in, and now there's been a change in that output prices have shown a strong increase compared to the input prices.
Well, not necessarily. Like, I mean, I think when John McManus wrote the article yesterday morning in the Times, like, I think he picked 1 year as an example, but the year he picked was 23 to 24, where, yes, there was a greater increase in the output price versus the input price. But if you had done that on a three-year average, the previous 2 years, the output price had not increased at the same level as the input price. So you had 2 years previous where the output price was lagging behind the input costs, and then you had 1 year where the output price caught up. So if you'd done it over a three-year average, it was probably pretty similar, that the input costs had increased in cost at a similar rate to the output price that we were getting for our products. And even if we went back yesterday and looked at it over on a 10-year average, which is, you know, looking at a snapshot in 1 year is not good for any of us.
Would you say looking at the overall picture, would you say this is a correction for farmers, a correction that was needed in order for them to survive?
If you look at the 10 years prior to the invasion of Ukraine, when kind of things went a bit haywire, if you look at the 10 years before that, food inflation was actually in negative territory. So food had decreased in price in the previous 10 years to the consumer. So what we're really doing is we're in a catch-up scenario where the consumer is now actually starting to see the actual both economic and environmental cost of producing the food that they demand of farmers.
Is this the new future?
Absolutely.
Is this the way it's going to be? Are beef prices and the price you pay for chicken and beef and lamb in your supermarket going to stay high, do you think?
It has to, or we just won't have farmers. Like, as I said, we have a massive challenge facing the sector. We've never had a lower number of farmers under 35 in the sector. We've never had a higher number over 65. I mean, if you look at the cap payments, there's a third of the farmers receiving cap payments are pensionable age. So any sector, and it's not just farming, any sector that has its age profile in that scenario is not in a good place. So if it was so lucrative to be farmers and we were creaming it at the moment, everybody would want to be a farmer, but the opposite is the case. So it's really a case that, you know, people need to realise we can't have this, low carbon footprint, low intensity farming that's been demanded by the consumer without affecting the price of the product. And, you know, the number of farmers, the number of animals, like the number of cattle in Europe, there's a shortage of beef all across Europe. There's a shortage of beef in America. So we've a massive problem. And I suppose if you combine that then with I was at the National Climate Change Conference run by the Department of Agriculture in Dublin Castle about a month ago. And the challenge facing the world at the moment is that we need to increase food production by 50%. Now, some people say it's actually as high as 56% by 2050. And I'm not sure how we can do that if we have less farmers and more regulation. Now, not saying that we don't want the regulation, but it is a challenge to try and balance the two. Yeah, but if food becomes scarce, like anything, if food becomes scarce, it becomes dearer.
Yeah, and we're reading again this morning that there is new proposals for strict fertilizer limits being recommended by the Nitrates Expert Group for Ireland's next Nitrates Action Programme. That's the regulation you're talking about there in terms of how we produce our beef.
Well, there's loads of new regulation coming on board, whether that's the stocking rate, the amount of fertiliser you can use, the number of animals you can keep, the amount of housing you have, how those animals are treated. And as I said, we're not against any of those regulations coming in. There's no problem. Everybody wants to look after the land and the countryside and the air quality and water quality and leave it in a better condition than we even received it in. But that affects production. And when you have a dip in production, that affects price.
Mm. Are we going to see, Dennis, and look, bringing this through to how people would, you know, go out for a night for food and for a meal, they might say, I'm going to have steak, I'm going to push the boat out. We were talking yesterday to a representative of the Restaurant Association of Ireland. They were saying, look, the cost has gone way up. You don't just put your steak on the menu for €70 when it was €32 last year. What you do is you drop it off the menu. Is that a concern, that it's going to be seen luxury item?
But I think that's an extreme in a sense that, like, the price we're getting for beef per kilo at the moment, like, so if you take
I'm not blaming farming alone. There's input costs, like energy, the staff cost regulations in that sector, all of that's contributing. But what it means is they're going to have to alter things, and maybe, you know, the most expensive things, whether it's a lobster or whether it's, you know, an expensive cut of fish or an expensive steak, they'll disappear off Irish menus in restaurants.
Well, what's happening in the restaurant section is the exact same as what's happening in the farming sector, that we have a very high wage economy in this country where wages are extremely high. So we as farmers have to pay those wages to our workers. We have high regulation in every sector, whether that's restaurant sector, farming sector, whatever sector it is. We have very high regulation. And I think people need to realise everybody wants these regulations, but they come at a cost. And whether you're a restaurant or you're a shopkeeper or you're a bus driver or whatever, lorry driver, the extra regulations increase the cost of providing whatever service it is that you provide. And the only place that that cost can be recouped is from the marketplace. So this is where I think we need to get the balance right between what regulations we really want and you know, how much we're willing to pay as a consequence of those regulations.
All right, Dennis, looks an interesting one. The debate will continue, but thanks for giving us your view on it this morning.
No problem. Thank you very much.
We got Dennis Drennan there, ICMSA president, responding to the discussion about grocery prices, the contributing factors, and we were just talking about beef and lamb there, but like chicken prices have gone up, meat, dairy as well, particularly milk and butter, all of those factors are feeding into it. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme